In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammashow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammashow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. Hey, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you are with me today. We have a great show. This is something I've been really excited about because I always wanted to get someone firsthand from Canada to talk on my show, and I finally got someone. So today we're talking to an independent journalist called Laura Lynn, and I witnessed firsthand all the things that happened at the trucker convoy up in Canada. So I'm talking to her. Some of the things are kind of heartbreaking and sad. So I want you to really pay attention to what she has to say, because if it can happen in Canada, which we all thought was a free nation, it can happen anywhere to any country at any time. So Laura Lynn will be on the show today. So I am super excited. I think you're going to like it. Make sure you follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show. Join us there. I'd love to chat with you over there. Please support my independent journal. Find me at theammashow.com. Like, share, subscribe. That is so important. We got to get real news, not fake news, real news out to the masses. And my independent journalism is a place you can do that. Please support my independent journalism by making sure you're stocked up on all your supplies at my Patriot Supplies, which you can find the link down below in the description or at theammashow.com's resource tab. So make sure you have things that are high-proof alcohol things, because we were making hand sanitizer last year with it, because hand sanitizer went off the market. So we had to find high-proof alcohol, water supplies, a whole bunch of food. So make sure you stock up on that. So check that out. They have great stuff. And more partners are partnering with the Amber May Show to save you money. So check that out. MyPillow.com has great sales. If you didn't get the slippers, you need to get the slippers. In fact, I'm wearing them right now. Of course, you don't know because I'm at a desk. For all you know, I won't go there. I won't go there. So you can go to MyPillow.com. And Amber May is a promo code. Also, those Kobe Bites and those Sleep Kobe Bites are amazing. Dr. Cell MD, promo code Amber May. Here we go. Here we go. Laura Lynn, I can't wait to have you on the show. Here we go. Coming up next, right here. Check it out. So when I'm walking around my house, I always wear slippers. It's just what I do. And in the wintertime, it's especially needed because it's super cold. And I don't know about you, but bare feet on cold floor just isn't my groove. So let me show you what I do on a regular basis. Okay, so I always buy myself slippers every single Christmas. It's just what I do. And so I got these MyPillow slippers, and they are super comfortable. I am not going anywhere else. From now on, I'm going to get all my slippers from mypillow.com/Amber. And you can save right now, get the lowest price on slippers and save 40% right now. So you can get yourself some if you want something for Christmas, or you have someone in your family that you want to buy for. So make sure you go to mypillow.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber, save up to 66% off, and get these slippers at the lowest price ever. They're super comfortable. Super comfortable. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Thank you. am talking to Laura Lynn. She was documenting the convoy in Canada. I'm so excited to talk to her because she is an independent journalist up in Canada, and she's like us, you know, like all of us that are doing the work, that are trying to tell the truth that the mainstream media refuses to talk about.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yes.
I don't know where we should begin on this story.
I could begin right at the beginning.
Yes,
so basically, to give you, I'm so honored to be here. Thank you very much for wanting to hear the Canadian story, which inspired the People's Convoy and the other convoys that are, you know, currently making some noise down here in the U.S. So I live in the West Coast. So 7 a.m. from Delta, British Columbia, we took off. I had told my husband I really feel God calling me on this trip to go to Ottawa. He did not feel the same call. He goes, who's going to look after the dogs? I'm like, well, I guess if you're going to stay home. And I said, what do you think? You know, we had a car. We put some snow tires on it. And he said, you know, go. And I said, I don't know when I'll be back. And he said, go fight for your country. And that's how serious it is. Like, I felt I was going to war. So we leave 7 a.m., we travel across the country, we are in shock as thousands and thousands of people across the country line the highways, line the overpasses with amazing signs, handing us sandwiches everywhere we went. I mean, we had so much food in our car, you know, we didn't know what to do. And so we get to Ottawa, and it is glorious. We set up town there. The horns are going off. It sounds like the shofars, you know, declaring war against what is bad, what is evil, these mandates, you know. The truckers are upset. Many of them have lost their jobs. So people all along the way, even as we were going, were saying, you know what? I came out to just wish you guys well. I'm going home to get my car. I'll see you in Ottawa.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So that happened.
So let me ask you this question, because Canadians have been going along with the mandates for quite some time. And
yeah.
I was just like, when are you waking up? And I interviewed Pastor Arthur Poplawski. I have so much respect for that man.
And he's still in jail.
I know.
He's still in jail.
I can't believe that. I'm going to be talking to someone who has very close ties with him.
Yeah.
Hopefully today, if not today, tomorrow. And then we were talking about, what was that lady's name? Lynn? Was it Lynn? The one who was in charge of the...
Tamara Leach.
Tamara Leach.
Yep.
And she got arrested. But when was the awakening with the Canadians? When did that happen? And then how did that happen for you?
Right. So I was awakened pretty early on because I think I had the power of the Holy Spirit working and I knew something was wrong. And I was never afraid of this virus. We saw people falling over in China and all that, you know. You know, they scare. A lot of fear porn was going on, and I thought, I'm just not part of that, and because my God is my protector. So I never worried, but when Donald Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, and then Anthony Fauci and everybody spun it as if it was bad, that was a real wake-up, because here's the thing. 16 years ago, I was diagnosed with lupus. When you get lupus, they automatically put you on hydroxychloroquine, and the doctors told me it would be a miracle drug. Nobody said, this could kill you, oh my gosh, be careful, you know, and all of a sudden on the news, they're saying that hydroxychloroquine was a killer. That's when I went, bing, everyone's lying, and I don't know why they're lying, but everyone is lying, including and especially that little evil tyrant, Anthony Fauci. So I began watching very carefully. So that was my awakening.
Yeah, because it helped the President of the United States. Yeah, it's some evil drug.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was surprising to me is I thought that there was nobody really awakened in Canada until we... Sometimes you think that it's just me or it's just a certain, you know, few.
That's fringe. Right.
As our Prime Minister called us, the fringe few. What I found out was that as we saw all these people come out and we got to Ottawa and over a million people showed up on that first weekend, I went, we are not a fringe. We're only 37 million. That 1 million people, those represented probably 10 people each who just couldn't make it to Ottawa. And so I realized there's a lot more of us. Now, many people, including the truckers, they already took their two shots. But now they're being asked for a booster. Everyone who didn't have time to investigate the way that I have speaking with Dr. Artis this past year, speaking with Dr. Paul Alexander, Dr. Hodkinson from Canada, many doctors. Dr. Peter McCullough has been on our show several times.
I love Dr. Peter McCullough.
He's
amazing.
He's
a friend of the show.
Oh.
Yes. He is a brave one.
He is so brave. And these doctors pay such a high price. So when you get their information, you know that something really powerful is happening, and we need to expose the darkness. But I didn't know if anybody was really getting it, but all those people showing up and that million people, that showed me that something was happening. Then we got there and the Love Fest began, like the Love Fest in Ottawa. And I mean, we shot, and I hope you saw some of that footage.
I did. I've been following it, yes.
People were in prayer huddles, they were singing the national anthem, saying the Lord's Prayer, high fives everywhere, hugs everywhere, freedom talk everywhere. It was glorious. And then the Prime Minister came out, he called us terrorists,
yes,
racist, misogynists, and there was people of every color. There were Sikhs, Christians, atheists, people who just felt that they had a calling to be there. A lot of truckers said, you know, I went to Sunday school when I was young and I really haven't followed in church, but when I heard this was happening, I knew that God was calling me here.
Wow, I just got chills.
So 12 truckers got baptized there. Police officers gave their hearts to the Lord on the streets.
Oh, wow.
It was heavenly. But when our Prime Minister was talking about us, the fringe group, the few with unacceptable views, we knew, like, we have a tyrant.
And, oh, yeah.
The senators just commented on that. I was at a press conference for the U.S. convoy, and Senator Cruz and Senator Johnson were there, and they said they called him a tyrant as well, so I got that on camera and flipped that up to Twitter as fast as I could. And we're just in trouble. We're very afraid. So Prime Minister Trudeau calls in the ugly guys. Even as the trucker said, stand down. The truckers are leaving. We get it. You're going to hurt us. We get it. We're unarmed because we don't have the Second Amendment, right? So Canadians are unarmed. They literally mean we surrender. We're just asking to be respected. And please don't make us take vaccines because we just can't do it. And we can't keep taking the boosters. He's bought over 100 million booster shots. That's why he's invested in this. And I think that he has, you know, very probably, I would call them illegal ties into the big pharma, okay? So we got a lot of corruption going on here. So the truckers, the organizers said, please stand down on the morning that they came in. And then they ran through the crowd with the horses. Many people have seen.
I saw that.
Yes, the horses ran in. And the bullets, so rubber bullets, they just sprayed and peppered the people.
It was not even aggression on the people's side.
No,
And then the police were being very aggressive.
Yeah.
And it was really disappointing to me because I've always been pro-law enforcement, and I spoke sternly on one of my shows. If any of the Canadian police officers ever watch, I don't know. I don't know who watches, you know? We don't know. And I was like, you were there to protect and serve, and you were dishonoring your industry, your line of work, because you were not protecting or serving the people. You're protecting the government from the people. You're supposed to protect the people from the government. And I want to touch on it. In the videos I was seeing, I saw a regular police uniforms, and then I saw this other uniform. What was this other uniform?
Really unattractive, weren't they? Like, no nice markings,
good
color.
No, right.
You know, we all wondered. I heard on Good Report that some people said it was the UN, but others said these are the French officers. These were the French uniforms. They had no badge,
none,
no name.
Right.
I was right in front of them. I have pictures, and I did video, and I actually I called out to them, and I said, how can you do this? Stand down. I said, look at us. We're unarmed. What is the point of what you're trying to make? The truckers are leaving. Why are you battling us? And I said, here's something else. And I looked them in the eyes. Some of them had no soul, really dark, like cold eyes. But some had really warm eyes. And I said, we fought for you. I said, how many Force boosters until you're one of us? How many Force boosters? This is for you. Have you taken the vaccine? Do you have to take your second booster now? Like, when, what is the point when you go, wait a second, I don't want no more boosters. I already don't feel well from the whole thing. And, you know, and I said, you have come against the people that are here peacefully and legally protesting on the streets, and you've destroyed this movement. When you lay your head to rest, remember what you've done, and you have an opportunity. I said, just stand down, everybody. You could just walk away. You could just walk away.
That's right.
I saw one lady officer underneath the big mask. I thought I saw a real temptation to stop doing what she was doing, but of course they're all together, and it was too much.
Because so, I'm just taking orders just doesn't cut it.
Taking
it
orders.
It really doesn't. That's World War II. I was just taking orders. No,
yeah.
It doesn't. When your orders are unlawful, then you
yes.
don't take unlawful orders.
Yes.
And you're supposed to protect the people.
Yeah.
And it was hard for me to watch those police officers hurt unarmed citizens that were doing that. And that's what happened also in America on January 2nd.
Yes.
There were people, January 6th, Six. Sorry. They were singing, they were praising God, they were praying. What the media said didn't even happen. I actually talked to a guy who documented the whole thing and has a document on movie on January 6th, and the media wasn't even there. So how did they cover a story that they weren't even there to witness?
Exactly.
I don't know. Was the media there covering the convoy?
Yes, the media was covering us, but very poorly and very badly. And they'd take some weird person who did something stupid and kind of put that, you know, make that the story. They did not cover the truth of it at all. And, you know, I know that we don't have long, so if I would say to you anything, I'd say, would you please pray for Canada? We're in a mess. We have a tyrant leader who does not honor our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. They have violated it on every stand. We found out that they could freeze our bank accounts on a dime. They could just take our funds, our business, personal, and credit cards, and stop them immediately. And all those people, from what I've heard, they're getting a permanent mark on their banking record, meaning that could affect future loans, future business, whatever, right? So our Prime Minister, he has even asked the people of Canada, how long do we tolerate these people, meaning the unvaccinated? So discrimination, you know, where's the anti-bullying sort of agenda
right.
that we saw a couple years
right.
ago, right? Don't bully. Oh, you know, yeah. if you say anything about gender or anything,
right.
then you're a bully, bullying person. Don't be a bully. Well, all of a sudden, it's perfectly fine to bully people who just simply want bodily autonomy.
Right.
So we've gone way over. We're worried. We feel traumatized. Our nation is traumatized as if we are in an abusive relationship, walking on eggshells, never knowing the rules change constantly, and never knowing what is going to happen to you for standing up for what you clearly know is the truth. So I'm afraid for the country. I am a dual citizen. I'm American and Canadian. So my husband and I, same with him, we were able to cross the border, no vaccines. I've been able to fly. Everyone back at home, I'm reporting, you know, and they're like, how are you able to fly? You know, how are you able to do this? And I'm like, but this is the freedom of the United States. And I know you guys are all worried about those freedoms going, but you have a lot more than us.
I'll tell you, our freedoms with COVID have been taken away. They wanted us to close our churches down. Constitutionally, the churches did not have to comply. They have taken our freedom of speech away by trying to deplatform us. Thank God for people like Frank Speech, and I am so grateful for Mike Lindell for allowing the Amber May Show to be on his platform, and Rumble, the free speech platform, because they have been trying to take our free speech away, our religion away. They're trying to take our autonomy away. They want to destroy the United States of America. The only thing that has kept us alive is they don't know how many citizens have a gun. That Second Amendment has been the most important amendment out of all, because the Second Amendment protects all the amendments. It protects, they went after our voting.
I see it
they went after our elections. We went under a color revolution, which means they up uprooted the real government that was supposed to be there and put in a fake government that's not supposed to be there. So they've attacked our elections, they've attacked our schools, they are threatening doctors and nurses from being able to practice medicine. So we have been under attack, but the good thing is America has this intrinsic value of freedom.
Yes.
And so when they start masking us, then there, it started with a small group that grew and grew and grew, because you're like, well, if they can take your, put your mask on, what else can they do? Oh, yep. They can take your job away. Oh, they can do this away. So we've been like, just inside of the American people, if you come against our freedom, we're going to fight back.
Good for
and
you.
I think the only reason why we're where we are at, not only because God himself has been calling people like me, calling people like you to tell the world, wake up, wake up, wake up, you're yeah. about to lose your freedom, but because, thank God, God intrinsically put freedom in the core of every American being, it kind of started waking up that sleeping giant that wow. has been asleep for so long.
Right.
And because if America goes down, the world goes down.
Yes, yes.
If America still has freedom,
we cannot have that.
There's still hope for Canada to have freedom. There's
yes.
still hope for Australia to have freedom. There's
yes.
still hope for Europe to have freedom. But if America loses the freedom, the world loses freedom everywhere.
Yes.
Now you might
lose.
You are
a beacon of hope.
Yes. Hope is the most important thing, because if Canadians can know that there is hope, that there is an America that is fighting for freedom, we will free the world. We freed the world in World War I and World War II. This is World War III we're at with the COVID. I truly believe that. And then they want to throw us off and look at Russia. Look at, that's a distraction, because in America, they're losing the COVID narrative. That was the most powerful message that they could have given us, because
yeah.
it handcuffed us together.
Yes.
You thought you were alone. I thought we were alone. Why? Because they told you to separate. Don't talk to your neighbor. Don't say hi at the grocery store. Don't do this. Stay away. Be so afraid of your own relative.
Yeah.
If someone in your house is sick, make sure you outcast them and you never see them until they're, you
That's
know, the
it.
Fear, the fear. And they wanted to divide
Did
us.
Did you get restricted from eating at restaurants and going to theater or anything like that? Or
we had to put masks on.
That's it. So I haven't been to a restaurant in months. I haven't had a date night with my husband outside of the house in months, because we're not allowed in restaurants. We're not allowed to the gym. Parents cannot go with their kids on their outings, because if they're not vaccinated. Young people may not go to university unless they get the vax. Doctors are now ordered in my province of British Columbia by March 24th to get the vax or lose their job. Doctors, dentists, physiotherapists, this and chiropractors, this is crazy. Like, we're in a mess, and we really need
the key to winning is building parallel everything. Finding people that can open a freedom bank. Finding people that can open a freedom clinic. That way these doctors can practice medicine freely without their license being taken away. Everything has to be a parallel universe. We cannot just live with the deep state anymore and running on their system. Take
yeah.
your money out of the big banks. Go to a small bank that might believe in more freedom. You start funding the Bank of America, the Chase, the Wells Fargo. I don't know what you guys have in Canada. You start taking your money out of those big banks in Canada,
yeah.
you're hurting the deep state. I mean,
yes.
you got to start fighting that way.
We're telling everyone to do that now. Get your money out of the big banks. And personally, for my husband and I, we took it out of the country. I'm very vulnerable, because I report and I tell the
yes,
truth.
Yes, you are.
And so I got a lot of people that like to see me
That's
shut
exactly
up.
Right.
Yes. And fortunately, I never got my bank account frozen. I didn't donate to that specific, you know, the GoFundMe that
yeah.
was the problem.
Yeah.
Or the give, send, go.
Yeah.
I never did that, so they didn't have my name to get me on that. But you can bet, you know, I'm being stifled in a lot of different
oh,
ways.
Oh, yeah.
So we removed, we sold our home. God gave me Ezekiel 12 a few months ago. And Ezekiel 12 is where God told Ezekiel, pack your bags and leave right now. Pack your bags and leave. And God gave me Ezekiel 12 when I was wandering around my, you know how you need a word on certain days? And I was in a lot of stress, because our country is scary. You feel like, is this like right before the Jews went into concentration camps?
Well, the hospitals, Dr. Artis, your friend Dr. Artis,
yes.
Dr. Artis is gonna come on my show. I feel that's where the hospitals are at. They're right. Those are the Auschwitz ovens. They go in there, they give you the remdesivir.
I know, and you don't come out.
You don't come out.
And remdesivir, I mean, Dr. Anthony Fauci, he knows remdesivir is not good. He knows hydroxychloroquine is good, yep. and he totally didn't back up the president.
Yeah.
And there was a study done in 2005 you probably know about, but in 2005 they did a huge study under the watch of Dr. Anthony Fauci. Hi, Anne. Under the watch of Anthony Fauci. And he knew that it was a good drug, and he then, you know, decapitated it and wanted to make the president look bad. What did he do with the AIDS outbreak? He gave everyone AZT. That's what killed the homosexual population.
Yeah.
Remdesivir now is the next killer that he has authorized. This man is evil, and of course he's just a puppet of the rest of them, the WEF and all of that. So we're in rough shape. Klaus Schwab has called our prime minister one of his starlets, and Chrystia Freeland.
Which is a scary word to say.
It's so scary.
He put in your cabinets. I mean, he put in the people in power. So
the word says that when the unrighteous are in leadership, that the people mourn, and Canada is mourning. So I thank you for giving me this chance to talk to you. Please pray for Canada. I guess I'll have to go back at some point. Me and my husband we're now driving everywhere, and I got to fly here because in Canada you can't fly. So imagine that if you have a mom, like let's say in Germany, you can't go see your mom because you can't get out of the country if you're not vaccinated. So people are very upset. They're all asking me, how are you flying? Did you take the jab? I'm like, no, I didn't take the jab. I'm in America, land of the free. That's how I got to fly. Like, this is so, something's gotta give here, you know? So we trust
God
the Lord.
God is doing a big work,
yeah,
a really big work. I don't know how long it will take, but God wins, and he's going to win.
Amen. And in the meantime, a lot of people coming to know Jesus, so that's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was
You're
a
welcome.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks
I appreciate
for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me here. God bless.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American-made, patriot-owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May, and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car, and so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most. So, when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car. And so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out, they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if